Building a case against domestic violence is the theme of a two-day conference Monday and Tuesday at the University of West Florida Conference Center. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody has a preview.
Sponsored by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, the annual meeting is open to law enforcement officers and other first responders, social workers, and victims' advocates. It's aimed at promoting prevention, enforcement, and access to resources.
Well, traditionally, it's been one of those areas that has been really frustrating for us.
Escambia Sheriff David Morgan.
You don't have to go back too many years. I think it was 2006. Escambia County led the nation in the number of domestic violence incidents that led to a homicide where the victim of domestic violence was eventually killed by the abuser.
Morgan says after he took office in 2009, domestic violence became one of ECO's front burner issues to address and to take a real hard charge after. Part of that was forming partnerships with Favor House, which provides shelter and counseling for domestic abuse victims, and with UWF.
A couple of years ago, we had a small drop in the number of reported incidences of 1%, and we actually celebrated that because at least we had moved the ball forward somewhat. And this last year, I'm very proud to tell you that we had almost a 13% reduction in domestic violence in Escambia County, which no one can remember there being a drop in domestic violence anywhere near that in recent memory.
The conference will cover interviewing techniques, stalking technology, investigation for prosecution, and the dangers of domestic violence. Morgan says it's all about understanding the process of domestic violence and what can be the triggers.
You know, it starts out with a honeymoon period where the person is just overly affectionate, almost to the extreme, and that's the confidence building portion of it. And then it normally starts with verbal abuse, where after a period of time, the belittling starts, and then that will escalate into the physical violence part of that.
Calls to organizer Kimberly Tatum, an associate dean at UWF and president of the Favor House Board of Directors, were not returned for this story. But in a written release, she says they recognize the importance of education and training for those who respond to domestic violence. Sheriff David Morgan says such calls are among the most dangerous for officers to answer.
I won't say almost always, but very often they involve drugs and alcohol. And of course, our officers are walking into a very tense, high energy situation because the person that you're dealing with has already shown a proclivity for physical violence. And all too often, there's weapons involved, and so it could end up being a deadly situation.
Law enforcement officers in a number of agencies, including ECSO, undergo year-round training in how to defuse a domestic violence scenario before any such escalation.
Today, we expect our officers to be everything, unfortunately. They need to be the Superman that arrives on scene that can deflect bullets, and they also need to be the kind and compassionate counselor. So we ask a lot of our law enforcement officers, and again, they do an outstanding job, you know, with the limited resources we have.
Featured speakers for the conference will be Washington State Prosecutor Rhonda Geiger, a specialist on domestic violence laws, and Michael LaRiviere of the Salem, Massachusetts Police Department, who serves as a national consultant on domestic violence issues. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.